Petra Roach is the director of the U.S. for the Barbados Tourism Authority. And if you have listened to this program over the past couple of years, first of all, you know that Jude and I are addicted to Barbados, and that it is one place that we plan on visiting multiple times after we finish our radio career. And JT, it's a place that you would love to retire to. You think we should start HRN Caribe and have it in Barbados?
Absolutely. I'm all in favor. I think we should go there immediately, if not sooner.
Well,
you realize
we are
that
there.
We have also given you honorary Bajan status already, so it's
yes.
Halfway done.
Yeah, Colin, I'm waiting for my documentation. Colin promised me a passport. I haven't seen it yet.
It's on the way. It's absolutely on the way. But hi, guys. Really lovely to hear you. I'm still reeling with jealousy because you guys got to go down and do the Sandy Lane Gold Cup, and I unfortunately wasn't there. But honestly, just hearing you talk about it just, you know, was absolutely fantastic. So thank you for the amazing work that you do in spreading the word about Barbados. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for all of your support too, Petra. And it's one of the real highlights of our career to be able to go there and to broadcast that race and just to be around the people of Barbados. And, you know, we ran into a few people that were there because they listened to this program and they heard us talking about how great it was. And so they took the family or they just came down to check out the races. And everybody that we've talked to afterwards said they had an amazing time. But for us, what we've always found is that the people of Barbados are one of the things that set that nation apart from anywhere else that we go. It's very, very unique.
I know. Do you know what? I always say that the Barbadian people really make up the DNA of the island. You know, it's very warm, very welcoming. We say that we don't have tourists, we have visitors. And it really is a phenomenon how people are adopted so easily. I mean, the Seal family has adopted you guys, and you get your constant supply of RL Seal rum, so that's a classic case of how it works. But really, we really are very proud of the island nation that we have. We think, you know, the culinary offering, the accommodation, the loads of events that we have throughout the year, the sporting facilities, you know, there's just such a lot on offer. And I think that, you know, it's quite funny when you start a conversation or you get into a discussion, let's say about horse racing with Barbadians on island, because it's such a well-educated population, because it's such a confident population. You know, I just love that back and forth that goes behind with the very, very heated discussions, where at the end of it, everybody can agree to disagree and then drink a shot of Mount Gay or drink a Banks beer, and everybody goes along on their way. And I think that as people everywhere in the world, I think that more people should be like that, where they can respectfully disagree but engage in very, you know, in-depth, engaged discussion and still remain friends.
Yeah, it's a very unique place in that people of all ages, races, creeds, colors, they all mix, and they have these discussions, like you say, over a game of dominoes or hanging out on the beach or in a bar, wherever you are.
Or in the little rum shops, because I think those rum shops are things that people should definitely put on their bucket list. You find out everything that's going on the island just by being in there and, as you say, slamming dominoes and just really sharing friendships.
Well, and Petra, for our audience, being a horse racing audience, it's a perfect fit because they can go there, as so many of those people did, and they can enjoy the racing for a race like the Sandy Lane Gold Cup, which, if people have never heard of that race, it's one of the more spectacular races in the Caribbean each and every year. They can go there and enjoy that spectacle, and then they can enjoy time on the beach with their family. They can go to several of the different restaurants that are there, and really, I mean, just a quaint island and so many great features that people can enjoy when they're there.
And I think, you know, when we talk about the restaurants and just life in general, there really is a budget for everyone. So if you want to have a holiday that's more affordable, you know, there are lots of restaurants where you can eat local foods. You can go to the Oystons fish fry, where you get your grilled fish, where you get your breadfruit, where you get your coleslaw, a really amazing meal, and that's $15 US. You can run the full gamut. I think Barbados has more restaurants per square mile than any other Caribbean island. And again, it's the option of choice. One of my personal favorites is the Cliff. And the Cliff is somewhere where lots of people will choose for that special occasion. So you're set in this majestic setting, overlooking the cliff. You look down, you've got those crystal clear turquoise waters. You've got the stingrays who come up to feed. You've got just this quiet that is absolute magical, and you can just sit back and think, oh, I've earned this, I deserve this, I'm at peace. And I think that, you know, the Cliff is just one of those amazing restaurants, but so many more with fabulous settings. You go down to the Animal Flower Cave, which is at the northernmost tip of the island, and, you know, Manny, who's the owner, he's been involved in the industry for a long time. If you're having a birthday, they'll sing you happy birthday and make sure that, you know, you get your fresh fish cakes just out of the buck pot steaming with oil. You go down to Cuz's Fish Shack, you know, and he's got on offering your fish cutters, which Marcus Samuelson actually loved it so much that he actually put that on his menu here in New York at Red Rooster. So you've just got so many options. One of my favorites as well, I keep thinking I've got so many favorites I've got to really stop eating, otherwise I'm going to put weight on. But you go to Indian Grill, which is like this little hole in the wall, and you get loads of curry there. And my favorite is lamb curry with a little bit of extra cochila. It's just the choice is phenomenal.
Yeah, there's something for everybody there, and not only in the food department, but there's sporting events and cricket, and then you know there's dives with the turtles, and I mean you can always find something to do there. And then you look at the country itself, and the two different coasts couldn't be any more different. The
yeah.
Calm waters of the Caribbean, and then, you know, the very exciting and powerful Atlantic on the East Coast, and totally different aspects of the ocean. I mean, there's a little something for everybody, and that's, I think, one of the beauties of the island, and the fact that it's only, you know, 21 miles long and 14 miles wide, it seems like a much larger country than that.
I know, but I think what, even though it seems larger, I think it's the ease with which you get around, you know. There is no complicated road system. Everything is along the coast road or along the highway. And I think one of the other things that I'd like to mention here is that people assume that the Caribbean, it's sun, sand, and sea, which of course we have them. We have those gorgeous white sandy beaches, and we've got the crystal clear waters. But there is such an amazing history in terms of the evolution of the USA as a country, and of Barbados as an island nation as well, because Barbados and Boston were considered the two wealthiest outposts for the British Empire in the mid-17th century. George Washington, the only place that he went to outside of the USA was Barbados, and he contracted smallpox whilst he was there, because Barbados was then known as the sanatorium of the Caribbean. He was cured. You fast forward, you've got the American Revolution, and what happens? The troops are falling around because of smallpox, and because George is immunized, he lives to be your first president. You talk about the Treaty of Oystens, which was our attempt 100 years before you actually got your independence. We scripted the Treaty of Oystens. We didn't get our independence, but that inspired the American Declaration of Independence, no taxation without representation, the Boston Tea Party. All that came out of the conversations and the Treaty of Oystens that Barbados actually wrote. So that's amazing, an amazing story.
Yeah, so much history involving Barbados and that Caribbean nation. Talking with Petra Roach of Barbados Tourism. You can go to visitbarbados.org if you want to learn more about planning your next trip and things to do, and you can watch videos and read articles about the different things that we're talking about here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Petra, let's talk about how to get to Barbados from the United States. We're here in New York for the Belmont Stakes this weekend. Certainly New York, the number one media market in the world, a major hub and a major access point to getting to Barbados, but there are others too. Tell us a little bit about that.
So out of New York, out of JFK, we actually fly twice daily with JetBlue, and on Saturdays we fly three times a day. They also offer the Mint flatbed service. So for those people who are looking for that little bit more before they start their holiday, the Mint service is absolutely phenomenal. You've got the live flatbeds. You've got big consoles to watch your television. You've got cocktails that you get on entering the aircraft. You get tapas that you can choose from. And the service is absolutely fantastic. Free Wi-Fi. You've also got free snacks for people who are traveling in economy and free drinks, etc. And honestly, JetBlue, the service is second to none. Out of Boston, we've also got service twice weekly on Saturdays and Sundays, and that's during winter. During summer, it then drops down to once per week, which is on a Saturday. They also offer the Mint service on the Saturday service. Out of Newark, we've got a winter service. That starts on November the 18th, and it will run through until the end of April. So that for those people who don't want to come across the bridge to JFK, that offers a really fantastic option. And then out of Fort Lauderdale, we've also got JetBlue with daily flights into Barbados, and that's on an A320 aircraft. We have had exciting news with American Airlines because they fly twice daily into Barbados, once in the morning and once in the afternoon, and they've just updated the fleet that they fly into Barbados with an A321. So that's all the, again, in-seat entertainment, you know, mood lighting on the aircraft, and it's a really fantastic flying experience. So we keep expanding the number of direct gateways that we have out of the USA because we understand that, you know, convenience is very important to our clientele. But really, there are a lot of seamless connections through from the West Coast, from the Charleston area, from the Midwest. So it's getting easier and easier to get into Barbados from the U.S.
No excuses. No excuses now. If you want to go to Barbados, now's the time to do it. And, of course, those connections and those airports and those areas of the country, highly accessible to most people. So we would encourage you to do that. Visit Barbados.org is the website. All of our coverage of the Belmont Stakes beginning 2 o'clock Eastern, that Belmont undercard coverage presented by visitbarbados.org, as is our Breeders' Cup coverage later this year and our coverage from Saratoga. So Barbados, great supporters of the Horse Racing Radio Network and the horse racing community. Make sure you support them as well. And, JT, we know we'll be supporting them.
Oh, yeah.
Got to get back down there and get more rum.
As often as possible. Yeah.
Petra, we appreciate the time. As always, thank you for all the support. And we are here for you anytime you need us, anything we can do. We love talking about Barbados. We'll continue to do it. And thanks so much for everything.
Thank you so much, and thank you to all your audience as well. We hope to be welcoming them to Barbados sometime in the not-too-distant future.
Well said.